How you feeling? Brian Mazurowski in here on WBEN, hanging out with you for the next hour. What a Monday morning to wake up to. It's like back to everything. Do you have to like slap yourself in the face to, you know, just check if the last 10 days have actually happened or not? I mean, think about it. There are kids this morning going to school for the first time in like forever. You know, in that time period, you had a two huge snowstorms. You're just being dumped on with snow all the time. Then, boom, another wide right and the bill season's over. Boom. And it's like, hey, back to work, everybody. Like, you're no more of this remote stuff. The roads are clear. So happy Monday to you. Thanks for hanging out with us here on WBEN. We'll take your thoughts, your comments. Like, how you feeling this morning? I want to get a read of the room, so to speak, around Western New York. 803-0930. 803-0930. Take your call. Take your text this morning just to kind of get how... because I'm always interested in how fans take the loss. What did I see? When I was coming... You know, we heard from a few fans here on WBEN, and like how they're kind of handling things when the Bills season is over. You know, it means so much to so many people. And I think you can you tell a lot about people by how they handle it when the team loses. This was the headline that I saw this morning. This was on Channel 7 that I loved. The quote from a fan was, and there's just this photo of this woman with her hands in the air, like, it looks like she's just saying, "What happened?" And like, that's the look on her face. And the quote is, "I feel so empty." And I'm like, oh man, like that's a dark place to be. It's a dark place to be on a Monday morning with the sun shining and things looking up, you know, not having to shovel for the first time in over a week in Buffalo. But like, how are you feeling this morning? When the season's over, you don't have that to look forward to on Sunday. And I was looking forward to it. It was not lost on me, trust me. Especially us here. You know, when you wake up early in the morning, when you got to be early to work on a Monday morning, it was not lost to me that if they won, they would have played at 3 o'clock this upcoming Sunday, which just would have been a godsend to me and, you know, Jimmy behind everyone here. Like, that would have been perfect. A little more time at the back end of that to enjoy whatever happened, maybe sleep it off or anything. I was very much looking forward to the party and the game and everything that came with it. So, yeah, feeling a little like, you know, that stinks this morning. But what about you? 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN. Now, there's so many things about this loss that just stink, right? That stink. I saw the one tweet this morning. This is from Sheil Kapadia, who's I guess writes for the Ringer with the ESPN, the Athletic, and you know all these things that he's a football writer for. He said, "I don't know how you can keep doing this if you're a Bills fan. The last three seasons, they're 38-18. Just two of those losses have been by more than 7 points. Nothing to show for it. Gut punch loss after gut punch loss. No Super Bowl appearances. Can't get over the hump." Just brutal. When you put it that way, it is pretty brutal. And I do want to kind of come back to that line of thinking. But like, it is pretty brutal when you think of it. But I have had the, you know, there are so many people saying, because I'm not quite there yet. So many people will go, oh, you know, it's just they lose in the most Buffalo way possible. Just a heartbreak against a rival. You know, the wide right field goal. It all came down to the last second. And like, oh, that's just so totally Buffalo. And I'm just still kind of new to that whole thing where, to me, for most of my Bills-watching years, right, like 17 years of the drought, like the most totally Buffalo way to lose is still, in my mind, like being out of it halfway through the season and like never having a shot. That's the most Buffalo way to lose, playing boring games and just never having a chance to win anything at all. So I don't want to go like the full on. If you're in the crowd that remembers the original wide right, as it'll be known now, and the four Super Bowls, or even the four Super Bowls, like, you know, got blown out of, you know, the wide right was the heartbreak, but, you know, those games weren't exactly super close, the rest of them. I just, you know, that to me, the heartbreak thing, the last second, Might not be like the totally Buffalo thing to me, but it's becoming that way. You look at three of the last four seasons, the Chiefs knock you out of the playoffs. Kind of crazy that it ends up that way. It's worse. The loss is worse to me this morning because of just everything that went into it. It's like not only did you have to watch your team lose to their biggest rival, right? But no, it's worse because your fans shoveled for 4 days inside the stadium just to make sure that you had the space to stand in to watch that missed kick in person. Like that makes it sting extra hard. Like you're going to put in days of work out in the cold, stand in line for 2 hours just to walk into the stadium with your own shovel, move all that snow so that you can have a clear view and not be sliding around to see us lose to the Chiefs again. Like, that makes it sting just a little bit more. You know what else makes it sting a little more? Now, some of you were at the game. Some of you were wherever. I was watching at home on TV. It stings a little bit more when I'm watching their best player, who's been dunking on the Bills for years, and Travis Kelce hold up his little heart to his girlfriend up in the and then I'm listening to people talk about his girlfriend all the time. Like, yeah, that does make it sting a little bit more. I'm not the type of person that was, you know, really paying a lot of attention to that before the kickoff. But then when you see it, like, I don't know if you are a diehard Bills fan. How can you go back and listen to Taylor Swift? Like, come on, if you're a diehard, you know, there at every game, how, and you watch this game in the playoffs against your hated rival, and there she is in your building, like, tripping over herself and everybody celebrating when you get scored on, how can you go back and listen to that? It's like the before, I understand, like, oh, you know, it's her boyfriend, I get it, true. When you actually see it happen, how could you? I don't know how it works. We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. How are you feeling? Like, what are you thinking after that last night? And when the Bills get eliminated, what are you thinking about? We'll go to Dan in Buffalo. Dan, good morning. You're on WBEN. How's it going for you this morning?
Nah, not bad. You're good.
Listen, Dan, I do want to say, you know, I want to throw this out there. Like, my best friend got married over the weekend. We were in the wedding. I had a great weekend. Like, it stinks for me to be in this mood. Like, all in all, yeah. Like, I look at it at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, pretty good weekend. You know, it was at this beautiful ceremony, did all this stuff. Sure, it was capped off by a Bills win, but I feel like I am in a different headspace than everyone else. It's why I kind of want to get people on here to set me straight and get the mood of the room.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm thinking, you know, they not only lost a game, but they just let a whole community down. I mean, you know, you can't really pinpoint whose fault it was. You know, you missed a field goal. Yeah, would have tied it up, but who knows what would happen after that? Well, we don't know, you know. I called last year when they lost to Cincinnati at home, and that was a debacle in itself, but I called last year. I said, you know something? I said, all in all, the loss is terrible. I said, we're out of the playoffs. I said, but we should be thankful that we do have an NFL team here in our area, because I don't know about you, I talked to you last year or not, but I said, you know, so many cities would die to have an NFL football franchise in their area, and we do. And unfortunately, we just get the, you know, it's true. We get the brunt of all these bad jokes, man, you know. And what really pissed me off is I was watching a game on Saturday's game. I was watching whatever game it was, and all they could talk about was Pat Mahomes going up against the Bills the next day. And I'm thinking, you know, they take it the way it is, but they are so biased. Chris Collinsworth, he's the worst. But anyways, they're so biased against the Bills because it's Pat Mahomes against the Bills. It's not Pat Mahomes is going up against Josh Allen and the Bills. It's just, you know, and it's like they get just no respect at all. They, you know, I even said before in the past, if they would have went to the Super Bowl this year and won it, they'd still get no respect. They just wouldn't. That's just the way Buffalo, that's just the way it is, you know. And I hate to use the old saying, but the curse continues, because it's just a curse that we, And I thought to myself, I'm in my later 60s, and I'm thinking, you know something, will it ever happen in my lifetime to see these guys go and win a Super Bowl? I'd love to see it, you know, so everybody else. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, people are calling for McDermott's head. You know, get Bill Belichick in here. Come on, really? What's Bill Belichick going to do? Really?
Yeah. Hey, Dan.
It, you know?
Dan, I'm wondering if you're, because I, like some people rag on me for this, but you kind of sound like you might agree with me because of what you said about just having a team. It's not lost on me. I lived most of my Bills watching life like they were just stunk. They didn't even make the playoffs. I do still enjoy this, like being in the playoffs, winning playoff games every 6 of the last 7 years now. Like this team is in the playoffs, and I'm not happy they lost, but there is still something to be said about that, like having a good team in town. I'm still enjoying it.
Right, and I'll tell you one thing: the team I'm really happy for now the Bills are on it, is Detroit, because Detroit has had. They've had a slump. They haven't been in the playoffs in years, like 30-some years. And I really like the Detroit's chances. Of course, you're going up against San Francisco, which is a powerhouse. But hey, you never know. Any given Sunday, man, like the movie said, any given Sunday, anything can happen. You don't know. The better team just might be like I thought to myself when the Bills were winning these last games. I'm thinking, well, maybe they just. One of those teams has just hit their stride, and they're hitting their stride at the right time of the year. Well, the right time of the season. And I'm thinking they're hitting their stride. This has got to be a good thing. Well, it was a good thing up till tomorrow, yesterday. But you know, yeah.
Well, hey, Dan, thank you for the call and thanks for listening. Really do appreciate it. You know, Detroit. Are you rooting for Detroit, or do you have that like out of spite? You don't want to see. You still want a couple teams that have it worse than Buffalo. Right, like Detroit went a whole season without a win. Like we never did that, and now here they are. They're a win away from the Super Bowl. Like, do you still want to keep those? Like Detroit, the Browns. I feel like there's either people either root for them because they remind you of the Bills, or you know, if you're like me, you're just kind of like I kind of want to keep them down for a little bit. It would feel bad to be the absolute worst, you know, or a team that hasn't won anything. Go to Dave. Dave calling in after this Bills loss. What's going on, Dave?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know the old saying, they say defense wins championships, and I believe that. And our defense really played great, given the fact that there's 5 or 6 guys out there that are not starters. They're second stringers that are filling in. And I thought they stopped one of the best offenses in the league. I thought they stopped them pretty good for a championship game. I mean, and that's what it comes down to, really. You know, if they had a defense that was fully staffed, you know, I mean, all the starters were in place, yeah, they probably would have won that game. But you know, it's hard to stop the best offense in the league when you're trying to stop it with backup players.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Dave, and I thank you for the call, but I people will call it excuses all the time. I don't really like that all that much. I mean, you could say it's an excuse, but it's also a reason. Like, right? I mean, the defense was, they just got, like, anybody, special teamers, guys off the street, like, out there, and they've been playing really well for the last month and a half, 2 months. And, you know, finally they're just up against this buzzsaw, and they couldn't quite get it done. And, you know, you got, like, Sean McDermott up there after the game, like, we're not going to make any excuses. You know, the defense, we had injuries, but that's just the reality. Everyone's got to deal with that. And I don't, like, you don't have to call it an excuse because it is a reason. Like, it's a reason that you lost. The whole defense is banged up, right? Anyways, that's... what are you thinking about this one? Like, how are you? What's the mood of the room, right? 803-0930. We'll get to the phones again in just a moment on the text board. The you know, somebody else saying, and this was me last year. I'm as big a Bills fan as anybody, but when I looked out the window, the sun came up today. We'll be okay. Go Bills on the text board this morning. I love it. I like that atmosphere. I think it's what you have to have, especially if you're a Bills fan. I mean, come on. Somebody else saying, this one was funny. I thought the Pegulas owned the Bills. It looks like Belichick just sold them to Andy Reid. Yeah, that's kind of how it feels like. And then I like this one. I'm with you. I thought I was going to barf when Kelsey did the heart thing to Taylor Swift. That's, like, come on. Again, I know she's popular. You might like the music. But can you really, you at least have to give it like 2 months off of Taylor Swift after that. Here's some, too big for Buffalo. The only time she comes to town is to cheer with unbridled enthusiasm. Again, she looked happier than half the Bills fans after Josh Allen scored a touchdown. When they showed her, and they showed her, oh, they showed her. If you were at the game, you didn't see it. They showed her on TV. You know, I've got your chief rival, their, you know, one of their best players who's tortured you for years, holding up a heart to Taylor Swift up in the box after he just scores his second touchdown on you. She's celebrating in the face of all you fans who shoveled until your arms fell out so you could sit in the stands. She's in the box that didn't need any shoveling. We've been living in the snow for the last 10 days. She flies in the day of once we have it all cleaned up for her. And you're going to go back and listen to Shake It Off? I don't think so. Not going to happen. How are you feeling this morning? Now that the Bills season is over. 803-0930 to join me. I'll be back after the news with Lucas on WBEN. Good morning. It's Brian Mazurowski here with you on WBEN, trying to see where your head's at this morning. 803-0930 to join me. All right, Bills done for the season. They lose to the Chiefs yet again. And I'm trying to get the temperature of the room. How do you take it in? Like, what's your go-to emotion after the season comes kind of crashing down, especially the way it did yesterday? We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. Sue joining us from East Aurora. All right, Sue, what are you thinking this morning?
I'm calling my cell phone. It doesn't conflict, right? Because I
the radio. No, you're all good.
Okay, I just want to mention, I think we should give our men, boys, to me, credit for effort. I thought it was a great season. They tried hard. The roller coaster ride was a lot of fun. I just think they did the best job they could under the circumstances. My gosh. And you know what my favorite play was? But I don't remember the names. I don't follow the names of the fellas. It was the play where the receiver was getting yardage, and one of the other players literally picked him up and carried him.
I was dragging him. That was funny to see. I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I think that we should give them credit for that. But, you know, all right, so we didn't make the Super Bowl again. Fine. Well, we had a wonderful season. And I think I'll just be, before I hang up, repeat that we should be proud.
Also, I appreciate that this morning. I do think it is kind of funny. I that might be the worst thing you could say to like a professional athlete. Like, you know, you deserve an A for effort. Like that's all I can give you. There are some athletes. You know, I would like to see a little more effort on some teams locally. But yeah, A for effort. That actually sounds kind of mean. When you say it there. But I like the optimism from Sue. I like when people kind of look at it is some people will call it, just rose-tinted glasses. And that's the way you're looking at things, right? But I don't look at it that way. I think for a lot of people, it's, all right, the Bills are, right, there's different levels to this, like fandom that can go into fanaticism. And for some people, the Bills are life. And you do you, but I do think, like, for most people, the Bills are a fun part of your life, and then when a loss happens, you've kind of, hopefully you've known by now, because it's what happens every year, when the season ends in, like, some sort of disappointment, you take it for what it is, and you're able to move on. a little like that. But you know what are we feeling out there? We'll go to Craig. Craig's calling from the Falls. What are you feeling this morning?
Hey, Brian. Those two dreaded words, wide right.
Yeah.
People from the 90s know all about it. My son, who's 7, this is the first time he's ever experienced it. He was just totally distraught last night. And wide right, that those two words kill us almost every single time.
Is it worse because, so I had like a different thought process. Like wide right was like the icing on the cake for me. But was it worse? Like, would it have made it better for you if it was wide left?
I don't know. I can't say yes on that one because I would still be feeling the same as I felt in the 90s with the Super Bowl loss. But when I heard the words wide right, I said them almost exactly the same time as the announcer on the TV last night. I'm like, wide right. my 7-year-old's like, what's that mean? So I had to go show him the wide right clip from the 90, I think it was 92 season. But I was just like, he's like, so you've been dealing with this a lot longer than I have. I'm like, yeah. He goes, he's like, I'm not happy right now. I'm like, it's okay, buddy. You'll get used to it.
What can you do but laugh? Like, you said it again there. I just couldn't help myself. Like, wide right. Like, just, of course.
Yep. And I'm like, you're like 3 points. We're tying it up. Yes. Come on, Bass. You're awesome. You haven't missed any in the postseason. Wide right. What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, other than a block last week. But, I mean, in the game winning, wide right, Buffalo fans, you could hear it throughout the stadium. They were like, no! I heard people yelling on TV, no! You know, I was like, what the? You know, wide right.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Oh, my goodness. Craig, thank you for the call. And it is one of those things. I mean, I have to play it again for you. So here it is. I'm going to give you two calls. You know, like, let's just get it all out right now. The noise from the crowd, I think, is that. It's not like the silence of like, or it's not like, oh my goodness. It's like, ah, like, you know, oh, it's almost like a laugh because it's all you can do.
Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is on the way. And it is no good. No good, wide to the right.
44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it. Wide right. The two most dreaded words in Buffalo have surfaced again.
Ah, do you hear it? Do you hear the crowd? Ah, like what do you do? I mean, unbelievable for it to be wide right. Does it make it better if it was wide left? I don't know. I don't know if it does. I was thinking a little bit differently. Lucas can tell you. Who's giving us the news updates right now. And before I left on Thursday last week, I just go, you know, what's your confidence level in Tyler Bass making a field goal, like especially one that matters on Sunday, because mine was just shot at zero. It's been that kind of year for him. Like, it's just, even the extra points, they look so shaky. Like, you have to like hear it that it was good, right? Before you really believe it, because you're looking at it like, ah, did that hook? What? So yeah, I didn't have much confidence that was going to happen. I was of the mind, it's like one of two things are going to happen. Because you watch the season and like you pick up on these little things that happen during the season. And there's two things that I'm thinking of. Like, they're going to come back and bite you at the worst possible time. And I'm like, which is it going to be? It's either going to be a James Cook fumble. Right, it almost happened. What, right, by the way, like right off the top, it's going to be that, like that little thing is just going to rear its ugly head again, or it's going to be a missed kick. And we got the missed kick. It was just like the special teams debacle. Any player who uses his legs as his only role for a member of the team just like could not get it done yesterday. Like the punter just like if you're injured. Like, someone during the week has to be like, okay, like, I'm sorry, you just cannot play. Like, we'll get somebody else to punt the ball and just tell them to boot it as far as possible. I know the holding thing, like, there's a lot that goes into it. You want to keep the holder, right? But apparently that didn't even matter either. So, I don't know. I don't know what you do. And to top it all off, like, I'm sorry to go back to what we were talking about at the end of the first segment, but, like, to top it all off, we've had bad Bills losses in the past, the original wide right. The three other Super Bowls, 13 seconds, Steelers backups. Like, you can name the list. The forward pass in Tennessee. Stomping on the Flutie flakes. Go on and on and on. We've had bad Bills losses in the past. What we have not had before, like what makes this a little unique, is we have not had the biggest superstar in the world in the stadium laughing at us as it all happened. Like, that is a new wrinkle to the Bills loss that just it twists it a little bit more for me. I can't quite get over it. Like, again, it is not the storyline going into this game that I cared about at all. And I think it was that way for a lot of people. But then we got a little closer to the weekend. And, you know, we're at this wedding, and I'm talking to all these different people Friday and Saturday. And you know, it came up, like, oh, you know, Taylor Swift, can we get her to come over to this wedding? Like, what's going on? You know, it was definitely one of those topics of discussion. Like, is she going to be here? Then you saw everyone tweeting out the videos, like, are you going, you know, is she going to make it to the game? Like, is, oh, here she comes. She's in the game. Like, you have people tweeting videos, like, wow, I was just footsteps away from Taylor Swift. This is why, by the way, I like the type of music I like. Like, I can't get too connected to an artist when you get, like, so excited. Like, it's the coolest thing in your life that, you know, you're in the same building as the person. Like, that's as close as, like, oh, she walked in through an exit that I walked out of 5 weeks ago. Like, if that's as close as you get, I can't handle it. Like, me, I'm over here like, yeah, Mike McColgan was sweaty and took his shirt off and jumped on top of me at Mohawk Place. Like, that's the level of closeness I need to the music I listen to. But that's beside the point. Like, that did bother me at the end. The heart, her cheering, knocking over other fans. Kelsey's brother also, like, by the way, that bothered me too. I know we're very welcoming in the tailgate, but you see him tailgating with fans. He's not wearing his, you know, Chiefs gear outright, but you know who he is. And then he comes down after Kelsey scores a touchdown. Like, what are you doing, Bills fans? You can be hospitable, but also, like, stand up for ourselves a little bit. He is ripping his shirt off in the box, big tough guy, shirts off inside, and he's celebrating and everything. And then I see in the video, after they show him on TV, he hops out of the box and is high-fiving Bills fans after the Chiefs score a touchdown. We're not only getting run over on the field, we're getting run over in the stands that we shoveled out so that he could hop down. What are we doing? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, if you're Tyler Bash, you can't come back next year and have the one-eye black look after the season you just had. You can't go wide right at home and then come back next year and do one-eye black. Like, you have to do something to blend in. A little stripe under both eyes or just none at all. Like, you head down, no attention to you whatsoever. Like, that's how you need to spend the next 16 months until you hit another big one. To the phones, 803-0930, Rich in Williamsville, here on WBEN. How you doing, Rich?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning.
Listen, there's one thing that I haven't heard anybody mention, and it's the boneheaded move that McDermott made and called the fake punt on his own 30. Now, if the Kansas City, if they don't fumble on the 1 yard line, first and goal, they score and they're up by 11 with little time left. I don't know what he was thinking, but it never should have gotten that far. It really shouldn't have.
Rich, thanks for the call. I know that, like, bugs so many people. It didn't bug me. And here's, like, I don't want to get, like, too, like, X's and O's too deep, but, like, picture it this way. So you run this fake punt, you try and catch him on, like, it didn't work. Like, it just failed miserably. It looked so bad as it happened. You got a punter with a bad leg who's not going to do that much for you anyway. Like, he shanked one. He's, you know, the ones that he hits aren't going that far. But you look at it this way. So it fails, and then they have like 20 yards to score. They almost score like immediately after that, but that's what you need if you're the Bills. If you punt it away, and then they have to drive down 60 yards to score, and they take all this time off the clock and you're down two scores, like the game's over then. So I think you are kind of giving yourself best chance to win no matter. And by the way, they get saved by this crazy fumble in the end zone. Like, so at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It's a boneheaded decision to some people. I don't think so. But like, it doesn't matter at the end of the day because it's wiped out by a bad mistake on the other side. But the decision itself, I can't really, like, the play stinks, but the decision I don't really have a problem with because you look at what the alternative is. The alternative is, I mean, you could go for it with Josh Allen, like that might have been a better way to do it, but the alternative, if you punt it away and they drive down and score, then you have like no shot. Then you have no time to score twice. You know, at least this way, if they go down and score, they're going to do it, you hope, relatively quickly, and you have a shot to make it. And they didn't even score. So, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really, really matter. 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN. You know, we've heard a lot of post-game sound, things after the game, mostly from the Bills. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Every time I go up against Josh, I know that it's going to come down to the end just because of the competitor that he is and the player that he is.
Here's your problem. If Josh Allen is bringing out the best in Patrick Mahomes because he loves going up against another competitor, like, do we need to put a worse quarterback? Is that the... We need to bring out the worst in Patrick Mahomes. How do we... We need to figure out how to do that before next year. He also talked about the fans.
That was fun. I love Arrowhead, but it's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the win. So it's always great to be in great environments and find a way to get a win.
Yeah, finding that way to get a win, they end up doing so. They end the Bills season. And that's, you know, I was just trying to... I'm glad that most of the people we've talked to this morning have kind of been good-natured, if not just like totally level-headed about the whole thing. Because you don't get that all the time, right? Like, you don't totally, like, some people are just so dejected, like, oh, like it's a state of depression moving on. I can't get myself in that headspace. I especially here. I actually think it, like, if I was a Chiefs fan and they had lost that game, like, I think that would have hit me hard because you're so used to being on the other side of it. Like, you're used to going to the AFC Championship game and going to the Super Bowl, even winning the Super Bowl last year. Like, it might hit you harder if you're used to all the winning. Like, we should be used to the season ending this way because it always does. Again, like, not always does. Like, sometimes it ends in week 8. Like, for 17 straight years, they never even made it to the playoffs. But, like, you, I don't know. Like, for it to end, and you'd be walking around such a dejected demeanor. I can't do that. Or you'd be doing it all the time. The thing that maybe most upset is after the game ends, you know, I'm walking past, I'm, you know, turning off the lights, I'm letting the dogs out and getting ready to go to bed, and I walk past my unopened Sabres flag that I bought, ready to fly after the Bills season is over, and I can't even do that because that season's over too. It's brutal. It is brutal to have that. Like, that was the part that got me. It's like, oh, you don't even have this other thing to get yourself going. Anyways, 803-0930, you've been texting in all throughout the morning, too. Someone saying, kudos to the NFL, go Lions. I can get behind that, actually. Like, I think I might be over my little thing where I just didn't want to see. Like, if we're going to be miserable, we at least need to have some company. That's always been my, like, mode. But you still got the Browns. They haven't won anything. You've still got Minnesota's never won a Super Bowl, right? Like, so there's some misery to go around. We're not totally alone yet. So I can get behind the Lions. They're, you know, they're fun and all that stuff. So maybe I'll be rooting for them, even though I might not watch the game this weekend. Someone else, does Taylor even like football? She looked like the biggest football fan in the world to me, so maybe. We shoveled out the stadium to go and watch a wide right. We cleared the runway so someone else could cheer against us. I can't get over it. Like, that's the sticking point to me. And then there's, you know, a lot of people are, we were asking this on WBEN.com and a Twitter poll too at WBEN. Just like, what do you think the Bills need going forward? That's like the next part of the debate. Like, oh, you know, who needs to go? Who needs to, like, there and that? And it's amazing how many things I read where it's just like, oh, they need an overhaul. They need to blow something up. They, you know, big change here or there. I can't get myself to do it. I think it's that same mindset of just remembering the 17-year drought. But when you have, you're talking about this team that over and over, right? We go back to that tweet we read earlier. Just two losses by more than 7 points in the last three seasons combined. 38-18 in that. So that means you've got 16 losses by just a score. Like, you were just there. You almost have a perfect record. Like, you are so good. And no, you're not winning. You're not getting to the Super Bowl. You're not, you know, winning a Super Bowl for sure. You can't win if you don't get there. But at the end of the day, like, why didn't the Bills win that game? I mean, you could just say, well, three drop passes and a missed field goal. And so, like, I'm not going to bring out the pitchfork and want to run everybody out of town when you were that close and, like, you're always that close. I don't think it's like some grand, like, it just, you're close and unlucky. I don't know for sure what it is, but I'm not the blow it up type of person, at least not yet. That's you're right there. You're right there. You've got a good thing going. I don't know. On the text board, someone's saying it's not level-headed fans. It's just we're conditioned to losing. We become used to it. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. But that's fine. And we need to win the game before the last 2 minutes of the game. Like I said, I think last Thursday, I liked the idea of Bills by 30. That would have been a nice stress-free evening for everybody. Just wasn't meant to be. We're not meant to live that life. We're not meant to be there. Well, hey, next time there's a game, you won't have to worry about it, you know, being moved or if, you know, how many layers you have to put on, right? So that'll be nice for the next home game. Anybody know? Crickets. All right. We're not. We're doing well, not that well. All right. I gotcha. You'll have Joe back in here with me tomorrow. You've got David coming up after the news with Lucas. And thank you for joining me here on WBEN.